Everybody, you're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Online Radio Show, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with Martin Patella. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
A beautiful day, Scott. I feel like celebrating.
Well, we have something to celebrate because we have hit the century mark. We have done over 100 podcast episodes. So that's like 50 hours of interesting, intriguing, alternative health information.
That's right. It's been 2 years that we have been doing this, Scott.
2 years. That's just amazing. Well, pretty soon we'll be saying, you know what, it's our 10th anniversary.
I'm looking forward to that. If we are still in business in 8 more years, I would say, well, you know, hopefully our teeth will not have fallen out and we will still be sitting upright in our chairs and all of that, right?
That's right. Still enthusiastically spreading the gospel to everybody.
Yep. I'm sure of that.
So anyway, congratulations. I think it's wonderful. We've had over 100 episodes. We're on our 102nd episode, I think, today.
That's great.
Yeah, it's just amazing. So I was on the internet. A friend of mine sent me a link to a video, and I watched it with great interest because some of the things in the video were about things that you and I had talked about in previous podcasts and had to do with a little bit with minerals and had a lot to do with water. And I just wanted to share what the video was about and how they demonstrated stuff because it was a very visual demonstration, and then get your opinion on it.
Well, let's make sure that you show that video. Let's do embed it. Let's help your friend and let's promote it. So let him, yeah, make that video part of this presentation.
Okay. So if you go to lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com, I'll put a link to the video in the show notes for this particular episode, which is 102.
Right on.
Okay. Yeah, we'll put it there. So it was really very well done. They had two people in the video. Obviously, it's a great way to have a kind of a conversation, and one explained to the other kind of what was going on. And they took a glass of tap water, and they said, "We're going to put this material in it." I don't know what it was, because I wasn't paying that much attention to. You know, he told me what it was, but and if the water is acidic, it'll turn yellow. If it's alkaline, it'll turn blue.
It's a pH indicator solution. You would use it for just about all water testing purposes.
Okay, so you could just go to some place that has water testing materials and you could pick it up probably?
Yes, exactly.
Cool. Well, you put it in and, of course, the water turned bright yellow, right? And then they had a coral product. And basically they were telling the story of this island off the coast of Japan where the people were living quite a bit longer than the people on the mainland were living. And they looked at the food they were eating, they looked at the, you know, sake they were drinking, they were looking at how long they were working and, you know, exercise and genetics, and they couldn't see anything different that would explain why the people on this little island were living considerably longer than, and I don't know how much longer, but enough that everyone noticed, than the people on the mainland.
I reckon you must be talking about Okinawa.
Okinawa, that's exactly right. Yeah.
And you know, Scott, I'd like to sidebar this.
Sure.
This is a story that was promoted some years ago together with coral calcium when Bob Barefoot was promoting coral calcium directly in capsules.
Hmm.
So what you have here is just another delivery mechanism for the same benefits.
Yeah, I think so. And what they said was that the rain would hit the island and it would sift through and be filtered by all the old broken up coral that made up the island because there was a coral reef around it and it was all coral. And the water became very alkaline and it absorbed a lot of calcium and that sort of stuff. So what they did was they took that calcium and put it into a tea bag, or there was different, I mean, they have different products that he demonstrated, and basically he would pour some of this in, and of course the water turned dramatically blue, which meant now that it was alkaline water. And they talked a lot about the importance of having alkaline water versus acidic water. And they actually showed part of the, and I'm remembering more and more as I talk about it, the funniest thing was they took a bottle of a cola. I'm not going to say which one. It would make no
difference.
It doesn't
matter which one.
That's right. It doesn't matter. And they said, now, you think, you know, the water was acidic. Well, you know, if the cola is as acidic as we all know it to be, then by putting this calcium or alkalizing it, we should cause all the O2 to be released very, very quickly. So, he puts like a pinch in, and the thing is just like a fountain of suds coming, suds coming up. And they, of course, they knew it was going to happen. They had the thing in a bowl, right? Basically, there was like an inch of cola left in the bottle. The rest of it was all out by the time it was all done, right?
Yeah, it's a fizz bomb, right?
A fizz bomb. It just,
well, hey, have you never seen these videos online where people would be taking an aspartame sweetened cola, like a Diet Pepsi type of thing, and throwing a Mentos into the bottle and creating these phenomenal geysers? Yeah, you can do this. You know, you can go on YouTube and look for Pepsi and Mentos fountains. There are many videos there. People are now trying to outplay each other with who can make a taller fuzz bomb.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, but anyway, okay, that's what you're describing indeed, is the reaction between the acids in the cola and the alkalizing. Because you can demonstrate this very same thing on your kitchen table. Take a teaspoon of baking soda and a teaspoon or two of vinegar and mix them together. And you will see the rapid reaction. There's a lot of fizz, which is the production of CO2, and actually a lot of heat at the same time, too.
Oh, interesting.
This is a highly exothermic reaction. Okay. And by the way, that's the reaction that when it happens inside your stomach, it's known as the heartburn.
Oh, sure.
Burping and heat and heartburn pain. So
that's where it all comes from.
Well, that's the reaction of the acid and the alkali together. Anyway, well, let's take you back to the story. Okay, so in Okinawa, there is this water that filters through these calcium reefs, and they end up in the aquifer, and people drink it, and they drink this beautiful mineralized, alkalized water, and they live longer.
Yep, that's the story.
Okay, great. Well, there actually is a wonderful book out there. We advertise it on our website in the product books section by Dr. Faridun Batman-Ghalij, and it's a book that's titled Alkalize or Die.
Okay. I'll put a link to that also on our show notes page.
Okay. Well, the book essentially makes a dramatic point of the fact that if you're acidic, your body doesn't function so well. We discuss it in the pH balance section of the health education. We spent several podcasts on it not long ago.
That's right. We've talked about this a lot.
The point is that when your bodily fluids are acidic, they lose their ability to carry oxygen. And when you lose the ability to carry oxygen, you become very tired. Your athletic ability goes downhill.
Hmm.
But anyway, let's just go back to this wonderful product, whatever it's called, some kind of a calcium tea bag, right?
It's called Berry Tree.
Okay. Oh, yeah. This is the Performance Hydration, O2.
Right.
O2 Performance Hydration. That's what they call that product.
Yeah. So basically he showed a number of very quick, simple demonstrations of how you could turn acidic water into alkaline water, and it was very, very well done, very dramatic, I thought.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think they're doing a fine job, and Coral Calcium has a long tradition of supplemental use, and it's a good thing. Although I must tell you, to turn acidic water into alkaline, I can do that with a pinch of soda just as quickly. So it's not that there's only one way to alkalize your water. It's good that supplement alkalizes water.
But right.
I can do that with a bit of soda. There needs to be more to it than just, and your water's alkaline. And I'm sure there is because, you know, mineralization is an important thing. We should supplement with minerals. And I suspect that these people will also have something about surface tension, which is important. Did they mention surface tension when they were demonstrating it?
No, not at all.
Okay. I imagine that product will do that. You know, surface tension makes water more penetrating. We do that with our prills, right?
Yeah.
And we talked about the precious prills. Now, here's the interesting thing. So here you have this product that you will pay about $1 a day for, right? Every day.
Yeah.
Every day going forward, which is not a huge price for something that's going to save your life.
That's right.
On the other hand, we sell a bag of prills for $15, and they last 5 years.
Nice.
So it's somewhat similar in action, just a whole lot cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking, well, if you're going to do just the water treatment, how about if you buy not just a mineral supplement, but if you buy a whole bottle of superfood from us? You know, the superfoods we sell, they're priced at about 30 to 40 cents a teaspoon or something like that. No, maybe more. Maybe 70 cents a teaspoon. So you could spend 70 cents with an excellent superfood and have not only the minerals but also the greens and the vitamins and all kinds of stuff that you deserve or that your body requires.
Right.
Well, I'm sorry that I'm not making your friend's presentation look like the best thing since sliced bread.
Well, I sort of wondered because it just seemed a little, not too good to be true, but it was interesting because it was about a lot of things that we had talked about previously, but I'd never seen anybody just pour a couple. It was like a little sugar package worth of stuff into the water and have it make that dramatic a change. I just thought it was very, very interesting.
Yeah, I'm by no means do I want to suggest that they're wrong in what they're doing. It's a wonderful idea. All I want to say is consider the value that you can get at Life Enthusiast Co-op.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can buy yourself a Precious Prill special, which for $29 will treat your drinking water for several years. And then you will have some spare money to buy some superfoods to really improve your life.
Right.
It's quite interesting. Similar stuff happens with water ionizers. You know, we have talked about water ionizers and how they help people, and they do. You know, they're a wonderful tool to help a person who's acidic. You know, an acidic person suffers. I mean, imagine that if you're quite acidic, you don't carry enough oxygen in your body tissue or body fluids to exercise. So just walking up a hill, you know, you're going to be feeling tired. You can't, you know, you will be breathing hard and not moving fast.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, you can't get on a bicycle and pedal away. You can't sing because you can't hold your breath. You can't go diving because there's not enough oxygen in your body fluid. So, you know, this is an easy demonstration. If you can only hold your breath for like 30 seconds, you're in real trouble. A healthy alkaline person should be able to hold their breath for like 5 minutes.
Hold your breath for 5 minutes?
Yep, 5 minutes. That's when you're well alkaline, you know, like in top shape.
Wow.
Yeah, maybe we should do a demonstration of what 5 minutes looks like. Except I can't talk when I'm holding my breath.
You remind me of I forget who it was. Whether I was at a naturopath, I think, or I don't think it was my chiropractor, And we did a number of tests, one of which was holding my breath.
Yes.
And I held it for about a minute 35, a minute 40, I think, in around there. And
yes.
They were amazed at how long I held my breath.
Okay. How recently was this?
About 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay.
And it was like, huh. And I mean, used to do a lot of swimming, and I could hold my breath underwater a lot when I was swimming. But I mean, that was when I was in my 20s.
Right.
I'm in my 50s now. So, but I mean, if an alkaline body can hold it for 5 minutes, and she thought I was doing great at a minute and a half.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy.
Well, there is a difference. I don't know if you've ever experienced this. We have done it in a seminar with Tony Robbins, where they're demonstrating what it feels like to hold your breath, and they use this tool as a demonstration for desire, right? Because as time goes forward, you know, the longer you're holding, the more you really, really, really want to take your breath. And so they wanted to show us what it really felt like to really want something really bad.
Mm.
And so they asked us to hold our breath longer and longer and longer. And it was sort of like a bet. So we stayed there for, I remember I just hung in there for like 4 minutes or something like that. And
oh, good for you.
Yeah, but you know, you can break through all kinds of levels of, oh, I need to take my breath now. And you can say, oh, heck no, I can hang in there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, like there are levels of commitment that you can break through, even through this exercise. Like you could have probably done 4 or 5 minutes in that chiropractor's office. It's just that you felt, oh, well, that's enough. But if you really want to show, you go for much longer. But anyway, the point is that a person who is acidic cannot do it. It just isn't possible. And this is, you see, what your body does, it's getting rid of the acidity through the carbon dioxide elimination.
Right. And that builds up and, of course, adds pressure. And then you think, oh, I got to breathe.
Yeah, I got to get rid of it, you know, because pretty soon you'll be passing out. Anyway, so the lesson here is all about acid-alkali balance and how the coral calcium can help you with that. It absolutely can. But so can ordinary prill water, because the prill water will be properly structured, which will make the water more alkaline. It will have a lower surface tension, which will make it dissolve things much better. It will have a better ORP, making it more like an antioxidant. And it will have the clustering in a better shape so that the water will be tasting better. Hey, have you had a chance to taste the water with that calcium tea bag?
No, it was just a demonstration that I saw
online.
Okay.
Yeah, that's one important thing. You know, your taste buds are a very important tool in your arsenal of checking things. Things that taste good are healthier. You know, your body actually tells you.
Hmm.
So have I talked you into a corner here?
No, I was just thinking, if things that are healthier taste good, why do I not like Brussels sprouts and yams?
you need to have organic Brussels sprouts that have been well prepared.
Oh, that's the answer.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually like Brussels sprouts. This is a strange thing.
Hmm. That's wild.
Yeah.
So one of the things, I guess, that we really want people to think about from this particular episode is, you know, where do you get your water? And is it actually hydrating you? Is it actually alkalizing you? Because it used to just be, you know, get 8 glasses of water. And obviously there's a little bit more to it than just that.
Yes, that's a wonderful point you just made. You know, we're drinking in search for water that's actually in small clusters so that our body can absorb it into the cells. You know, hydration intracellular. We need hydration, not just irrigation.
Right.
You know, we don't want just to have a whole bunch of water in our stomach and in our gut. We need to actually have water that's going to get into the cells. And there's this mechanism called the aquaporin channel, where the molecules of water are going through this very small opening, just one molecule at a time. So if the clustering of the water molecule is such that it's forming large blobs, it will not be friendly towards this intracellular hydration.
Hmm.
And that's why you need a whole lot of water that's like industrial, common, badly clustered water. You don't need nearly as much of water that's been properly treated. You know, if like this Pril water, all I need is like 3-4 glasses a day. I don't need 8.
Right, right.
And second thing is, of course, for instance, carrots will properly cluster the water. So when you get freshly squeezed, or I guess freshly juiced carrot juice, that's going to be well structured. But it doesn't last very long. You know, like you have maybe 2-3 hours before it just reverts back into bad structuring.
Well, it starts to break down, right?
Yes. Yeah, the organization that the carrots are holding in place doesn't hold once you expose it.
So that kind of brings up an interesting point, because we all know we live in a fast food society. I mean, we've talked about it on and on and on, and it's not just enough it's not just enough to sort of make it. It's also you have to make it and consume it in a very short period of time, and I guess I keep going back to, you know, the cavemen when,
yep,
you know, when they pulled the berries off the bushes, they pulled the berries off the bushes and they ate them, right?
That's right.
They didn't
yes.
push them off the berries and put them in a corner and leave them there for, you know, 6 months and then eat them.
Well, they may have, you know, they may have made pemmican with berries and bear fat, you know, because they needed something to feed them in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And the nutrients will remain there, but the hydration, that's, you know, like good clustering of water in nature will be the naturally distilled water, which is the dew that you find on the leaves of trees in the morning.
Hmm.
You know, that water has been evaporated from a lake and then condensed out of the air onto the leaves or onto surfaces of cold things in the morning.
Okay.
That's fresh distilled morning dew. Better than distilled water, because of course, you know, the distilled water that we make is made through boiling rather than just cold temperature evaporation.
Huh.
But anyway, what I wanted to say about the carrot juice, you know, the carrot juice that's just freshly come out of the carrots that hasn't had a chance to oxidize much is very good. The carrot juice that has been bottled and flash pasteurized for you is nowhere near as good for you. I mean, it still has the nutrients that are in the carrots and all of that, mm-hmm. but it no longer has the structure and clustering that the fresh product will have.
Right, right. And that's a real big, important part of it.
And this is where the water structuring devices that we sell come in play. Remember this ADR4, the product that we promote a lot?
Yeah.
It's a cute little 5-inch across, a 5-inch diameter plate, and you can put your teacup or your water glass or whatever you have on top of it, and in 1 or 2 minutes, it'll structure and organize all the water in it.
I use it all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, you actually have one of our funny prototypes too, right? That laminar crystal mug.
Yeah.
the popular mug.
I drink out of it constantly.
Yeah.
And I sit it on an ADR4 thing.
So you're double bagging, right?
And I easily drink 4 or 5 cups. Actually, I was thinking about it. It's not 8. It's only about 4 or 5 glasses of water. And
yeah. And you probably aren't feeling parched.
No, never feeling parched.
But I tell you, I have a clear memory of coming home from a weekend trip. I think I was away for 4 days. And my wife picked me up at the airport. And the first thing that came out of my mouth was, Maureen, do you have any Pril water with you? Because I was parched from drinking the unstructured, ordinary industrial water all weekend long.
Right.
I forgot my ADRs for. I didn't bring it with me. It was very sad.
I took mine on a cruise, and then I left it in the cruise berth.
Aww.
And had to get another one. And so now I never take it with me because I would rather be without it for a week or two and suffer than not have it when I get back, right?
Yes.
I have to order another one.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So there's your answer to the issue of hydration. I mean, I know, my body knows, my body tells me, if I'm drinking water that's not been structured, that I start feeling parched. And this will be one of the benefits from this calcium tea bag. I'm quite sure that it's going to adjust the water structuring. And so people who drink that will feel the hydration effect.
Right, right. Interesting.
Yes, indeed, it's interesting. And so even though we were supposed to be talking about minerals, we should be talking about water, because the water is the carrier for all of the minerals that you need to get into your body, into your tissues. If you don't have the transport that's readily carrying it around and penetrating the cells, it doesn't matter how many wonderful nutrients you eat, if you're not transporting them where they need to go, you're losing from the beginning.
That's right.
So, I guess I would like to just point out to people that, yes, we have this wonderful Pril special that is a bundle of these, a bag of Prils and the pearls, which actually increases their effectiveness by at least double. And it's available on the Life Enthusiast website. Let's put a link to that on our podcast page, yeah?
Yes, we're going to do that. This will be the special, the Pril special.
That's right. $29 buys you several years of good hydration.
And what's the regular price?
That'd be $35, $36.
So there's a significant savings there.
It's a 20% discount. Almost 15.
It's almost twice what we normally give as a discount. How's that?
Right. Yeah, it's great. It's $6 off.
To double your discount day at the Life Enthusiast Co-op.
www.life-enthusiast.com. With your questions, you can call us at 1-866-543-3388. And you can visit all of these 102 episodes at lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com. Do you want to say anything else on the topic, Scott?
The water topic?
The water topic. Anything today.
Any topic?
Yes.
I think that it's really important that we be very aware of what we put into our body, and that includes also what is absorbed into our body through our skin, which is our largest organ. And I think that if you just start making small changes over time, you'll see that they become huge changes in your life. And I know that's the case with me because, you know, I feel like I'm in my 20s, and sometimes my kids will tell me I act like I'm in my 20s. And but
that's nice.
It is, and I have friends that are going in and they're seeing doctors, and the doctors are telling them they have lumps here, or they have black spots there, or they have this, or they have that, it's really kind of sad, but I know that they've spent all their life smoking or drinking or eating steaks and not taking good care of themselves. And I mean, I'm not going to say that I've lived the perfect life either, but I think wherever you are, you start from there and you work on improving, work on getting better. And it's not about going, dramatically changing your diet or anything else. But and when you do that, the other thing that happens is the people around you slowly change as well. Like both my sons, teenagers, drink a ton of water. And it's because first of all, I don't have Coke or Pepsi or 7-Up or any of these things around for them to drink. But I've always drunk water. I'm thirsty, Dad, here's a glass of water. And their friends come over and they've got like 5 zillion zits.
Yeah.
And my sons, they've got like 2 or 3. And part of it, I'm sure, is that water is cleansing stuff out. Part of it is I don't have bags of chips, and I have carrots and oranges, and so you just start making these small changes, and you'd be surprised at the huge change it can make. Like I've said it before, I'll say it again. When my youngest son, he's 16, he's going to be 17 in a couple months, he's only been living with me for a year and a half, and 3 or 4 months after he moved in with me, so a year or so ago, he came up and he said, Dad, he said, I've lost 20 pounds. And I go, what? Because he was like obese when he came,
yes.
Right? And I don't talk to him about that or anything. I didn't say, oh, man, you're fat or anything like that.
Yeah, but you don't want to make him feel bad anyway.
No, but I said, really? He says, yeah. He says, and he loved to bike and he was active and everything else. But when he got home, when he was not living with me, he would, there would be a bag of Dorito chips, or they would go to McDonald's and they would do all these things, which I never do, right? So.
Yes.
He says, yeah, he says, all the exercise I've been doing and eating those oranges, he was shocked, right? And
right.
I don't know where he weighed himself, right? But he weighed himself one day, and then like 4 months later weighed himself, or he knew he was a certain weight, then he found out he wasn't, and he was 20 pounds lighter, and he probably didn't notice. But it's funny now, because if I look at a picture of him 3 years ago, and then you look at him now, it's like, holy smokes, that kid was round face, and not anymore. He's a good-looking boy, so... that to me is the biggest success, right? It's, my health is really important too, and I want to be around when they have grandkids and stuff, and I have grandkids, but the other side of it is that you have a huge impact on the people around you as well. Don't think you don't.
That's correct. Yes, I agree.
There's my comment.
Okay, there's
Scott's rant.
Scott's rant is really, folks, you need to drink good water.
Yep.
And we offer a fantastic value here with the Pro Special.
Yep.
And I want to say
that my water, the water I drink, has prills in it. They soak in the prills. The prills soak in the water, however. And the ADR4, all my water goes on it. And of course, I have the laminar cup that the water goes into as well, but that's besides...
Yeah, nobody can get that. That's a prototype that's not getting made.
Right. But the ADR4 makes a huge difference.
Yeah. Right.
So thank you, everybody, for joining us today. You've been listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op online radio show, otherwise known as a podcast. And we've been... our mission is to restore vitality to you and to the planet. Restoring vitality to you and to the planet.
Yes. Don't worry about it, Scott. We've said it a million times.
You'd think I'd get it right once. So join us all next time, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening.